out here. We're going to be over in 2 Corinthians. Am I on? Am I loud? Can you all hear me? Back in the back? You like it? You like it? Okay, good. 2 Corinthians. We're going to go over to chapter number 12. 2 Corinthians. We're going to start a new lesson. I know. We hung out in that other one for a while. It's been a while. We're going to lesson number 11 out of 13. I like to do this because I like to remind ourselves where we've been in these transforming truths and the 13 life-changing passages every Christian should know. We have started a long, long, long time ago in Romans 12:1. Total sacrifice equals total satisfaction. We talked about a process of transformation. We talked about a power to succeed. We talked about your flesh's funeral. Everybody remember that one? Everybody remember flesh's funeral? That was a long time ago. The greatest promise about temptation. We talked about keeping fellowship with God. We talked about all things for your good. We talked about how to please God. The golden rule. And we finished up the power to witness. Before I start this, I'm just curious. Anybody get a reply back from one of the missionaries you sent a letter? What'd they say? Thank you for praying for us. What else did they say? Same thing. Anybody else get a reply from one of your missionaries that you sent a letter to? Just curious. Because we're going to be over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to do a couple things in this lesson. The title of it is Grace for Every Need. Listen to what the scriptures say. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a what? Somebody help me. A thorn. Anybody like a thorn? Anybody like to be in a briar patch? Anybody like to be hanging out in Blackberry world and you're reaching for that blackberry and what happens? Ouch. How about picking some roses? Anybody grabbed a rose and you grabbed it by the stem and you said what? Ouch. So you all know what a thorn is, don't you? And you all know what you say when you grab hold of that. Listen to the Bible. It says, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. And we don't know what that is, and we'll talk about that a little bit. We just know Paul is saying what? It hurts. That's what he's saying. Just like when you grab onto that thorn accidentally, and it goes into your flesh, and you say, ouch. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Verse 8. For this thing, what thing? This thorn in the flesh. This thing, I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Let's pause there for a second. Just for a second, imagine this has got thorns on it. And you went once, ouch, twice, ouch, three times, ouch. You're saying, God, take it away. Take it away. Thrice. Because it hurts every single time, every time I'm reminded about it. But this thorn is in the flesh. Verse 9. And he said unto me, God saying unto Paul, my what? Grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I gather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in what? Infirmities. Y'all scratching your head. I hope you are. I hope you're scratching your head this morning. Are you in this place in your life where you can say, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions? Hey, what? Help me out, Barry. Name some things that Paul went through. Name some through. He was shipwrecked. Keep going. Beaten.
Actually, probably dead.
Probably dead, but keep going.
Persecuted by his brethren.
Did he have any whippings? How many times? I do too. I think it was three.
How many did he get? How many? 30?
40
save 1. 40 save 1 is 39. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. The lesson is called grace for every need. We all go through certain trials that come with no explanation or obvious purpose. Often as we face these trials, our initial response is to pray for God to take them away. But during these moments of weakness, God can demonstrate His power and love in a personal way. Our greatest need is God's greatest opportunity. Three lesson goals. Three. Ready? Number one. Understand that the importance of the thorns or the trial that's in your life, God gives it to you. Understand the importance of the thorns that God gives you. Number two, understand their need, your need, my need, to rely on God's strength as this trial, as this tribulation is in your life. And number three, understand the limited power in your own strength. You're not going to get through it on your own. Grace for every need. So, I like to be interactive in this Sunday school. Let's start with just the first word. That says grace for those in the back. Some people say grace could stand for what? God's riches at Christ's expense. Has God ever shown you grace? Has He? Yeah. Name one or two or three things that God has shown His grace to you. And you say what? Name. Kept Barry alive. That's grace. She almost aborted you. That's grace. Next. Come on. God's riches. What has He enriched you with? What has He given you? Name some things. Come on. Salvation. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that one. He's given you life in your lungs, kept you alive, and He's given you eternal life. Next. I heard something over here. What'd you say?
I said eternal life.
Okay, fine. Fine. You want the gold star today. Okay, fine. Fine. You get the gold star. Thank you. That's right. There you go. Thank you. Gave you a spouse. Next. What else has He given you? Gave you children. Thank you. What else has He given you? A pastor. Thank you. Next. Come on. Freedom. Thank you. Now, this is supposed to be pretty easy. We should already be down here by now. You should be throwing them at me. His word. Come on. Peace. Peace and joy. Anything else? So I got it. No, I got children. What else?
Gave you life.
Got that one up here. Gave you life. Gave you eternal life. Gave you spouse, children. Gave you pastor. Gave you freedom. Gave you His word. Gave you free will. Thank you. Gave you parents. What's that? Clean air to breathe. And water. Right? Gave you air. Gave you H2O. Anybody got clothes on today? Okay, you gave clothes. Gave you house. Gave you shelter. Gave you food. He gave you His world, right? Yeah. And all the creation that He's given you. Do you understand? What's that? That's exactly right. Let you wake up. Oh, there's a lot of God's riches that have been given you. He's shown a lot of grace. But the title of this lesson is Grace for Every Need. Now, just for a moment, work with me on this one. Oh, there it is. This is it. I'll use this one. Okay. Just for a moment. Go ahead, stand up. Come on. Just for a moment, imagine that this is a jar. I don't know, give me a jelly jar. Yeah, we gotta go with jelly. Because those are the hardest jars in the world to open, aren't they? Pickle jars the hardest, that's right. Now, just for a moment, your wife comes up to you and she says, Josh, can you open this for me? Has she ever done it? She's never asked you to open a jar? Is he lying? This is God's house now, brother. If we need an altar call, we will. Has she ever asked you? And what do you do? You do it yourself. Do you say that? Be honest. Or do you say, you'll help her. And then when you get it, what happens? Go ahead and act like that's that pickle jar. And he goes, and it's open. Magic. It's open. Right? Go ahead and take a seat. Good job. Do you see the strength that he put into that? The challenge that was before him? No man is going to stop and say, oh no. Instead, the man's going to show his strength and say, oh, I'll take that jar. I'll happily open it for my lovely bride. Show his manhood, his prowess, his power. What's that? Feel the wrath. That's right. The jar felt your wrath. When people come to you with a request saying what? I am weak in this situation. You have no problem showing your strength. Do you? Now you had to come humbly to say, hey, I can't do this upon my own. I can't open this jar. Oh, will somebody take the place and help me open it? Do you ever feel too weak to go through a situation that God allows in your life? Do you ever feel insufficient to fulfill every responsibility you have? Let me ask a question. Weak. Name some things where you have had to ask someone else for help. Maybe you weren't the subject matter expert. Maybe you weren't licensed to do that. Maybe you weren't skilled to do that. But name some things where you admit that you need help. And you say what? I'll help you. I'll get you guys started. Somebody has to help me with the taxes. Right? I go see CPA man. That's something I need help with. Becky, you got something that you're doing on tomorrow? You got to see a doctor. You had to say, doctor, I'm weak in this area. I can't cure myself. I need your help. And you, what else do you say? Got anything else? What's that? Housework. That's good. Cooking. Housework, cooking. I got it. Right. You need help. Next. Say it again. Mechanic work. That's good. I didn't have that one. But I need it too. Okay. Next. Electric. Next. Changing a tire. Tire changing. Got it. What did you say, Wendy? Trimming trees. Oh, yeah. I ain't going up there. No way. Them guys are crazy. You see how high up they get? And then you cut it, and then, never mind. I ain't going up there. I need help. I'm serious. I ain't doing it. Next. Come on. That's all. Oh, you need help with somebody flying the plane? Is that right? Okay. You need a pilot. Anything else? This is all the help you need? Y'all pretty good. Y'all super, huh? Walking. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. I understand. Parenting. Like it. Next. Lawyer. We're in God's house now. I don't know if you're allowed to say that out loud. Hope nobody's a lawyer in here and I just offended you. But
what's that?
That's right. Let me see if I got them all. I said, well, kind of lawyer, but I said real estate agent. You know, I said you need maybe help there. Maybe you'd help with a counselor / pastor, right? You need some help there. Teacher. I did have that one. Thank you. Does that make sense? You admit your weakness and you say, I need help. I'm not feeling sufficient to fulfill this responsibility that is in my life. I feel too weak to go through that situation that God has placed it there. Do you ever feel completely inadequate? Maybe you feel inadequate to be a good mom, good dad, a godly husband, godly wife, or an encouraging friend. You see, while we all face these feelings of weakness, there is good news. We have a Heavenly Father whose strength has no limits. We do. We are limited. And there's nothing He cannot do. When our strength is gone, we're tapped out. We're at the depths of despair. We're at the bottom of the barrel. We're at our bottom line. We're completely weak. We're in a position at that point to see the vast power of God. It's at that point. When you are on E, when you're on fumes, some people might say, our greatest need is God's greatest opportunity. When we come to God with our tightened jar in hand and we say, will you open this for me? Will you use your strength? I'm too weak to open this. I'm too weak to get through this on my own. I am not capable of getting through this trial, tribulation that you have put in my life. I need you and only you to come in and take it, open it, show your power to me. Whenever you go through a challenge, that thorn in the flesh, that's what Paul called it. Instead of praying for God to take the thorn away, why not pray for God to show His strength to you? He showed it to Paul. He wants to show it to you. Three lessons we're going to learn from this passage. Number one. Here's point one. It's the agonizing blank. It's the agonizing thorn. That's what you're filling in. Listen to 2 Corinthians again, chapter 12. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Let's try this one. Let's just see where this goes. The agonizing thorn. Ooh. Now this ought to be interesting. I don't like this pen. Why don't you throw up on the board there a couple things that are thorns in the flesh. Now hang on. Before you start pointing them out and calling attention to your own, talk about your neighbor's thorn. You know what I'm saying? Let's not call that your own thorn. Let's talk about your neighbor's thorn. What is the thorn in their flesh? Okay, name a couple. So that we're not talking about the little splinter in our eyes. Okay. Yeah, what's a thorn in your flesh? Name it. Or in your neighbor's. You say what? Somebody? Nobody wants to go first? Okay, I'll go first. Greed. Envy. Anybody want to keep going? Oh, that's a thorn in the flesh. Pride. There we go. Now you're talking about your neighbor. Good. Yeah. Keep talking about him. Keep talking about that neighbor. Bitterness. There you go. Ooh, there you go. Ouch. That one hurts. You hear me saying ouch? Okay, keep going. Give me another ouch. Anger. Ouch. That one hurts. That one hurts. Woo, that one hurt. That one hurt a lot. Yep. I'll go jealousy. I'll go pride. I'll go envy. I'll go, okay. Okay. A relative. We're still talking about our neighbors. We are not talking about personal. We're just giving up examples. Okay. We're not going to say spouse. But we could. I mean, okay. That was good. He said spouse. He doesn't mean this. He's talking generally. Okay. Thorn. Thorn in the flesh. Keep going. Lust. Next. Pain. Thank you. Yes. Let's go Paul. Yes. Go Paul. Yeah. Ooh. Physical limitation. Yeah. That's good. Physical limits. That is a thorn. Ouch. Next. Sickness. Thank you. I had that one. Young. How are you all able to do all these thorns so quick, but you couldn't give me the grace? Addictions. Thank you. That's right. That's good. Ouch. Got a lot of thorns, don't you? You got a lot of thorns in your life. Are they agonizing? I had alcohol, I had drugs, I had pornography, I had revenge, I had control, I had power. You all said that you have greed, envy, and pride, and bitterness, and anger, and jealousy, and maybe it's your relatives, lust, pain. I mean, y'all hit them. A lot of thorns. A lot of thorns in your life. Paul said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Oh, I pray that you would do the same thing. I pray that you would say, God, please take away the anger. Please take away the bitterness. Please take away the jealousy. Please take away that pain. Letter A, blank came. What came? W-H-A-T, what came? I'm going to challenge Barry. I've been picking on him today. Barry, do you remember the Greek word for thorn in this verse 7? That's okay. It's S-K-O-L-O-P-S. Because I don't want to say it wrong. Okay, S-K-O-L-O-P-S. If somebody wants to try and pronounce that right, go ahead. I almost went with scallops. And then I was like, that feels like scallops. And I was like, I don't want to say the word scallops out here because then I'm going to start getting hungry. And let's not do that. How would you pronounce it correctly? Skolops? Skolop? Skolop? It's S-K-O-L-O-P-S. O-P-S. So I'm going with, see, I said the same thing. I'm going with scallops as well. I'm going to go with scallops. The Greek word for thorn in verse 7 is scallops. This is different from the crown of thorns that was placed on Jesus' head. You see, that Greek word for thorns in Matthew 27:29 is acantha. Acantha. Let me say it right. There's a difference. Acantha. So if we're hanging out regarding Jesus' thorns, acantha. If we're talking about Paul's thorn, it's scallops. Okay? Two different words. Two different meanings. Acantha, Jesus' thorns, are literal thorns. Matthew 27:29 says what? And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. But when we come back to the word scallops, it's a prickle or a spike. And figuratively, it refers to a disability or an annoyance. This is the only time in the Bible that this particular Greek word is used. Verify that for me, Barry. Verify that that's true, what I'm reading here. that scallops right here with Paul. The only time. Remember what I said? We don't know what that was. We don't know what Paul's thorn in the flesh. We don't know what his scallop was or why he referred to it as such. But we do know that it was painful. Other passages in the New Testament indicate that his thorn in the flesh was some type of maybe physical defect. And on three occasions, we know that Paul asked the Lord to take this thorn away from him. But we also know that God didn't. God chose not to. And perhaps Paul thought to himself, I could do so much more for God if it weren't for this thorn. Maybe that's what went through his mind. I don't know. Maybe that's what's going through your mind. With something that has been put into your path, something put into your life, some thorn that is in your world, some scallops that is in your life that you're saying, oh God, if you would just take it away, I could do so much more for you. A thorn in the flesh is something so excruciating and handicapping that it weakens you. If you put a literal spike into any part of your body, you would be in excruciating pain. In the same way, the figurative spike could come in the form of physical sickness, a life failure, a family situation, a strained relationship, the inability to have children, a miscarriage, or a variety of other things. Oh, the thorn in the flesh is something that often brings pain every time it comes to mind. So we understand the agonizing thorn came. We understand what came in Paul's life. We're going to stop right there and pause, and we'll pick it back up next week. And as we pause, as you go into this week, evaluate, find out, think about what has God put into your life. What is it that thorn, that scallop that's in your life that you might do just as Paul did and say, oh, God, remove it. God, remove it. God, remove it. But what if it's there for you to turn to him? Say, God, help me. God, help me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. Again, we're just so thankful for this Mother's Day. We're so thankful for this time, this opportunity just to open up your word and apply it in our lives. Lord, I do pray that you just continue to be with us as we go through this lesson. Lord, I pray that you help each of us understand that the grace that you've given us is for every need, every situation, every fleshly thorn that's placed in our side. Lord, I pray that you just show yourself true today. And help us as we go through it. Continue to honor the mothers today. We thank you for them. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.